Tuition fee rises in 2010 sparked mass protest and public debate. However, Labour leader Ed Miliband has unveiled plans to reduce tuition fees to £6,000 a year.
Average reduction in the debt will be around £9,000 per student, higher for courses longer than 3 years. And the national debt, the burden on taxpayers, will be cut by £40 billion by 2030. We're going to clear up the mess of the tuition fee system left by the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats.
I spoke to Labour parliamentary candidate for Leeds North West, Alex Sobel, to find out more about proposed cuts.
The current system isn't working. It's not working for students, it's not working for universities, and it's not working for the taxpayer. So this is what I see as the first step in fixing a broken system.
Do you think more people will be inclined to go to university due to the cut in tuition fees? And is this something that Labour want to see, more people going to university?
I think it will encourage more people who might not have gone before to go. And I think the other thing that might really encourage them is the increase in the grant, which hasn't been talked about as much. So the grant's also going to go up, and it's going to be at its highest level, I think, ever, if Labour government get in. So that could also encourage people who might need additional support while they're at university from lower middle income families to go, because they know they'll get a bit more money to help them every year through the grant system.
Cutting fees to 6,000 is still double the amount of fees we're at before the coalition came in 2010. Do you think 6,000 is a realistic price, or do you think these figures are just being flattered by the fact that they were raised by triple the amount in 2010 by Conservatives and Lib Dems?
The aspiration of the Labour Party, and Ed Miliband said this in the Q&A on Friday, is to get rid of fees and replace the system completely. But it would be unwise to promise that. We want to under-promise and hopefully over-deliver.
Ed Miliband hopes that the proposed tuition fee cuts will attract as much support as possible leading up to the general election in May.
Britain needs the best educated young people in the world. Britain mustn't send our young people off into life saddled with unsustainable debt. Britain mustn't penalise the young if we're going to prosper in the future. Our economy and our country can't afford to waste the talent of any young person.